everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. This is your host, Iram Saeed, with the Global Telesummit series, From Heartache to Joy. Are you ready to decode your abundance program and activate your unique path to an abundant life? If the answer is yes, then this is going to be a very, very exciting call for you, because we have with us our very dear special guest star, Christy Whitman. She has been on the show a few times before, and some of you might have heard her, but I want to tell you that today is going to be a really surprising call, even if you have heard Christy before, because there's going to be some of the stuff we're going to be talking about today is stuff that Christy has actually not really been talking about very openly for a while. So even I was surprised when she first told me, and I was thrilled to hear about what Christy is bringing forth into the world now, a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful gift. Before I tell you what it is, I want to talk about Christy's background. Christy Whitman is a transformational leader, master certified coach, energy healer, and the New York Times bestselling author of The Art of Having It All, A Woman's Guide to Unlimited Abundance. Her new book is called Quantum Success, The Seven Essential Laws for a Thriving, Joyful, and Prosperous Relationship with Work and Money. Now, this is the part that I'm super excited about, that Christy has been keeping a secret from a lot of people for a while, which is that Christy's also a channel for a group of ascended masters called the Quantum Council of Light. And she teaches classes, meditations, and gives healing sessions with these beings of light. These private and group sessions with the council are enlightening, life-altering, and have healed a number of issues from pain in the body, migraine headaches, disease, emotional instability, traumas, and mental confusion. Clients walk away feeling they have been love-bombed. It is a return home to the divine that lives inside each client, and there are hardly any words to describe the bliss, the joy, and the fulfillment that each person, each client experiences after receiving this kind of a session with Christy. Christy has also appeared on the Today Show and the Morning Show, and her work has been featured in People Magazine, 17, Woman's Day, Hollywood Life, and Teen Vogue, among others. So we are super, super excited to have Christy with us. Her life-changing message reaches over 200,000 people each month, and her work has been promoted by and featured alongside esteemed authors and luminaries such as Dr. Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, Marianne Williamson, Marcy Shymoff, Brian Tracy, Neil Diamond Walsh, and Abraham Hicks. So we are super thrilled. Not only is Christy going to be talking to us about this work, she's also going to do a channeling session, so you guys actually get to experience these beautiful beings of light and the healing that they will bring. And not only that, but when she is channeling these beings of light, we will open up questions, and you will be able to ask questions from these beautiful beings of light. So prepare your questions. Remember, in order to connect one-on-one, you must be on the phone line and then press star 2 so that it places you in the queue. And at that time, we will pick people from the queue and you'll get a chance to talk to them. So Christy, my dear, it is so, so awesome to have you back with us. And I'm thrilled to be talking about this amazing new information with you.
Thank you so much for having me. I've been really looking forward to this, Aram, so thank you.
Yes, I have been looking forward to it as well. Since you actually introduced me to the council and I received that wonderful session, I've been so excited. So tell us about that, Christy, because this is something that, you know, you've started talking about not too long ago. And tell us about the council.
Well, it's interesting because I started doing, you know, my own personal work, my own interpersonal work about over 20 years ago, and it was around that time when I was learning how to meditate. I had a very advanced meditation teacher, and I didn't know at the time that she was actually teaching us to open up to our healer. And one of the first things that we did, I had someone in the chair in front of me, And the person looked up at me and said, "What are you doing to me? I could feel that." And I said, "Really? Wow."
Mm-hmm.
And so I've always just secretly incorporated that into my coaching, into my classes, into my books. Like, all my books have a transmission of light and energy. So do my coaching sessions, my courses, all of that. And it was about a few years ago, maybe a couple years ago, where I had been doing this deep, intense healing work with people, and I finally said, you know what, I'm coming out of the closet. I'm just going to say that I'm a healer, because that is true. I am a coach, I'm a teacher, but I really am, at the core of everything, I am a healer. And so I kind of came out, and I kept getting information. I kept getting these visions of creating a circle, and a circle of light, and they were telling me, you know, my guides were telling me, create a sacred circle of light, and where people can just show up as a group, and whatever is happening for them in that week, that you would just start working and healing with them. And so I did. Mm-hmm. I always follow. When I get assignments, I feel like I am a humble servant, and I do what I'm told, and they're the only ones that actually can tell me what to do, and I'm gratefully like, go, yes, of course. If people do, I'm like, don't tell me what to do. But them, I'm like, yes. So I created this circle of light, started doing some different healing workshops around the country, and I just absolutely loved it. I felt like, wow, this is just such a part of breathing. It's so easy. It's so effortless, and I just love it. And so I was doing one day one of the sessions in the Sacred Circle of Light, and we were at the end, and this woman was talking to me, and she was telling me what was going on. And instead of seeing one picture or hearing one voice or, you know, what I usually do and having it be so clear, it was almost as if like nine voices or more were talking to me all at once. And I have all of it on video. It's incredible. And I'm just like, wait, I can't see, I can't understand. And at that point, Aram, it was nuts. I literally thought that I was sitting in my chair, and that I went over my chair, because my consciousness went over to the side, and I could hear them. Wow. And I was witnessing it, but I felt like I was, like, it was like Christy Whitman was on pause, go over here because we're taking over. And the information, the energy that came through was incredible. And they came in, they came out. And when I came back into my body, I was like, what just happened? And the woman was crying. Everybody on the call was crying. I'm crying. I'm like, that's never happened before. And
wow.
That's happened, and I know, and it happens now all the time. I could just easily call them in, which we're going to do today on the call, and they just show up. And I'm just so grateful, because my life has shifted and changed in so many ways, but more importantly, my clients' lives, because it's so much more intense. And they're just incredible. You know, I'm a human being, pretty darn good coach, but when they can just spot an exact time when someone closed down their heart, when they got a block, when they, you know, had a trauma happen, when they made a decision that life was hard, or they made a decision that you can't trust men, or they made a decision that the abundance doesn't exist and that they have to work hard. Even if it's like a young age of 3, 4, 5, 8, you know, they are able to pinpoint, because they're infinite intelligence. And then when they are able to open up and have the person, it's not like they're doing the healing. They're directing the person to become their own energy master, to be able to unlock what they pretty much, you know, bounded themselves into, and they guide them to do that. And so when the energy releases, I mean, everything's law of attraction. So when that energy block is released, then the energy's flowing, and now you can choose something different to create. So I have to tell you, though, it was wild to see the recording when it came back. Mm-hmm. Because I would have sworn that I was hunched over, like my physical body was hunched over the chair, and I was straight up. I wasn't even moving. I wasn't animated. And the voice that came out and the energy, I'm like, who is that? Like, it looks like me, but it's not me. It's the most wild thing to watch that. But it was a year ago on tomorrow, because tomorrow is my son, my youngest son Maxim's birthday. And so it was September 17th, and I'll never forget that, because it was not only his birthday, it was the birth of the council coming through.
Wow, what an amazing, I didn't even know that. That is so cool. That is so awesome. Well, happy anniversary. That is so cool.
Thank you.
I love that. So, yeah, absolutely. So talk to us a little bit about the seven essential laws, please, and why they are so important, and what are they?
Yeah, so, you know, around over 20 years ago when I was really deeply seeking, you know, what makes, why have I created everything I wanted, or at least accomplished, I didn't have that word create back then, but why have I accomplished everything that I've wanted, and yet I don't feel happy, I don't feel satisfied? And so I started that big thirst, that hunger to learn more. And back then, it wasn't like we had the internet and I could just go up and, you know, search for things. I started to collect information. And I had a psychic intuitive meditation teacher that told me that, you know, we create our own reality. And now most people, at least in our circles, know that, right? We create our own reality. And then she, and I just knew that. I knew that to be true somehow, even though I'd never heard that before. And then she started to say to me, we either repel things from us or we're attracting things to us. And once again, mm-hmm. that just felt like that's true. I don't know how I know that to be true. And so I started to pay attention to what I was thinking and what I was feeling, and really started to deliberately choose how I wanted to feel and deliberately pay attention to the thoughts I was thinking and shift them to be out of lack and into abundance. And as I started that journey, the more levels and layers that I peeled off, the more I got more curious, and the more I was calling the teachers, the books, the, you know, the people to me. And this is long before The Secret. This is long before, you know, like I said, the internet. And so I started learning about these different universal laws. And as I was, I like to say that I'm just a coach or a teacher that literally just came across information, applied it in my own life, saw my life completely change, and then I just share what I did. I share my perspective, my stories, so that other people can learn from it. And I'm not saying that I have all the information or that my right way is the right way. It just is what has worked for me. And so I get to share mm-hmm. that, and if it works for somebody else, fantastic. But the seven essential laws are really the combination of all the different universal laws. There's more than seven, but I feel like these seven, when applied, are literally like knowing the combination to a lock. I feel like it's knowing the rules of the game. It's kind of like, for me, most of us are born into a world where we're conditioned and, you know, we're raised and we're brought into a society no matter where we are. And we are at the mercy of who are the people that are raising us, and what are their belief system, and what do they feel, and what religion are we born into, and all that kind of stuff. And none of us are really taught, how does the universe work? Like, how do we deliberately create the life that we love, and how do we define what we would love different from our parents or siblings or friends or anybody else for that matter? So the seven essential laws for me are really like knowing the rules of the game. It's like if you were going to go play baseball and you've never seen the game before, never played it ever before, and someone hands you a bat and says, okay, hit the ball. You hit the ball and they're like, run, and you start mm-hmm. running the third base, you know, you're going to be out. So mm-hmm. it just makes sense to know what the rules mm-hmm. are. So the seven essential laws, most of people understand, if they know any about the laws, is the law of attraction. That one is just a mere mm-hmm. reflection. It's like we are energy towers. We are energy receivers from the divine within us, but then we're also sending out signals and energy all day, every day, from the words that we say, thoughts that we think, the beliefs that we hold, the imprints that we have, the emotions. We're always sending out energy, and that energy is attracted to and matched by law of attraction, and then we get in an out picturing of what's internal. What's inside also mm-hmm. is outside, and that's what we see. That's law of attraction. The second law is the law of deliberate creation, where we get to say, okay, everything I'm seeing in my reality was once something that was energy inside of me by those ways that I said, perspective, you know, beliefs, imprints, all those things. So if I want a different reality, I have to either think or feel or believe or have a different perspective in order to change my reality. So if I'm tired of seeing mm-hmm. lack in my life, I need to change my perspective, my belief system, my consciousness from lack to one of abundance. And that's really important. So, but we're the ones that get to decide. You know, we are a receiver of energy, but we're the ones that get to decide what energy comes out of us, so that the law of attraction mm-hmm. then gives us a different result. The third mm-hmm. law is the law of allowing, and the law of allowing is really any place we are feeling resistance, anytime we're feeling resentment, anger, anything that doesn't feel good. It's okay to process those emotions. As a matter of fact, I encourage to release the energy of those emotions, because when you do, you return back to an allowing place, because it's in that place of allowing that alignment happens. And when alignment happens, that's where, you know, things manifest. We feel good. We're literally in that connection with our divine self. So then there's the law of sufficiency and abundance, which this is the law that for me has been my life's work. And this is the one law that absolutely changed my life and thousands of my clients' lives. Because if you are in lack, then that is what you're going to be attracting in your life. If you have a perspective of lack, it doesn't matter if it's in money, love, support, time, whatever it is. If you are focused on lack, and most people are, because that's what they have been bought into, and it's not a spiritual thing, it's a man-made thing, it's a polarity thing. If you're buying into lack, you cannot be in a space of abundance. They're two totally different vibrations. But when you understand how to apply the law of attraction, or excuse me, the law of sufficiency and abundance, then you can start shifting your perspective. And I know we're going to talk a bit about that particular law because it's really important. I've done a whole course on it. It was one of my first courses that have just shifted so many people and have them literally living a very, very different life. So going from lack to abundance. And then there's the law of pure potentiality, which is just, you know, everything that we can think of and conceive as an idea, there's potential there for it to manifest. Everything is energy, and there's unlimited amounts of energy, and so there's unlimited amounts of potential for us to have what we desire. Then there's a law of detachment, similar to law of allowing, but different in that you want to hold on to your visions. You want to be able to deliberately create what you want. It's like, you know, a lot of people go into, especially in the spiritual community, it's like going into a restaurant and telling the waiter, you know, just order me whatever. And, you know, a lot of times people do that with God or universe, and it's like, oh, I'll just take whatever you give me. And it's like, no, we're here as a co-creative partner with the divine to say, this is what lights me up. This is what feels good. This is how I experience joy. This is what I want more of. And so that the unique divine ray can flow through each one of us and be able to be a co-creative, you know, partner with the divine. But we have to be willing to receive that and say, I love this. I want to do more of that. That's what lights me up. I'm passionate about this. And be able to move in that direction. So holding on to what are the things that we love and being detached from the who, the where, the how, the all that stuff, and being a place of receiving, understanding that we have to do our part as that co-creative partner with the divine, and knowing that the timing and the flow of the energy and all that is really what we have to detach from. And then there's the law of polarity. And here on planet Earth in these human bodies, law of polarity is really important to understand. So, because when you can have the because when you can have the concept of lack, you understand that there's also the concept of abundance, and you have a choice.
So beautiful. Wow. So beautiful. I'm fascinated that, you know, you kind of mentioned something that a lot of us that become masters of manifestation go through, where you've achieved what you set out to achieve, but you're still not feeling that inner fulfillment. For you, you said it was because you felt, you know, you didn't feel, you still felt that there was some lack. So do you find that there's one important law for us to implement that makes all of the other laws work together?
Yeah, it is the law of sufficiency and abundance, because when you can get into the space of feeling abundant and really being into, like when you think about it from an energetic perspective, if you think of it from a spectrum, on one end of the pole is lack. And on the other end of the pole is abundance. And in the middle, that tipping point that gets you out of lack and into abundance is sufficiency, is satisfaction, is contentment. And when we can work with the law of deliberate creation and literally deliberately choose to focus on what's good and right and what am I satisfied with, what are the positive aspects of my life. Because let's face it, not everything is all good, not everything is all bad. It really is your perspective. Mm-hmm. You can have I have two different kids. They're 16 months apart, and I see all the time that one will have a perspective on negative Nelly side and the other one is like positive Pollyanna, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like they're experiencing the same thing, but having two different perspectives. And so it's really us to choose what perspective that we want. And when you look for what's good and right, when you're in that pocket of being satisfied, that's when you're moving into the realm, the feeling sense, the reality of abundance. And then that's when law of attraction will start mirroring that to you as more things that are created that give you a feeling of satisfaction.
Mhm. Beautiful. Thank you so much. And this is so fascinating, and I can't believe that time is just flying by. I still have so many questions I want to ask you about the divine design and this most powerful portal that connects us, the power that connects us or distances us from our divine design. But I know that a lot of our listeners really are eagerly waiting to experience the power and the wisdom and the healing from the council. So if you can guide us into understanding what exactly you will be doing as you channel, and then how will you let me know when you're ready to start taking questions?
Well, I'll just go get them, and they usually start everything by "we are here." So once you hear me talking in a very different voice, and they say those words, they are here. So I'm sure they will address, yes, they will address and say some things, and then they will ask if there's any questions. So it's just a regular conversation, but.
Beautiful. And we won't be addressing you at that time. So is the appropriate way to say, you know, dear council, like how can our listeners address them when they ask their questions?
Yep, the council. They're not picky.
Okay.
You can call them hey, and they'll be fine. But, you know,
awesome.
The council.
Just want to make sure. Okay.
It's not like seeing the queen or anything. You don't have to. There's no protocol.
Awesome. Awesome.
All right.
Well, thank
them.
You. So. Okay.
We are here, and we are delighted for all of you that are here with us. We see your light sparkling, and to the one that is having a conversation with our friend, Christy Aram, we see your huge bright light and the beautiful difference you are making on this human experience for so many. We are grateful to be here to talk about an extension of what you and Christy were talking about. That really, your divine design, if you could see it from non-physical perspective, you decided as individual souls to come into this life experience and to be connected with creativity, with love, with the master vibration of love. This is really what many call God, is that creator, that love vibration. And when you can be in your physical bodies, as most of you are identified with, and we encourage it because you will soon, someday, be back in non-physical. So while you are in these physical bodies, enjoy them while you can, because it is a very different experience to have a body than to just be back into the consciousness of non-physical. You are here for a short period of time, and the purpose of it is to really create and have fun and to joyfully experience this short time, for it is very a blip in time, and no one is guaranteed when or where they go out and they go back into transition, back into love, into non-physical. So we, the council that transmits through Christy, is here to help each one of you to understand that you are energy masters, and many of you have forgotten and have fallen asleep to this information. And it is really time for all of you to awaken. There has been much preparatory work that has been done in the last several years, and much awakening happening, that you will now understand that in order to have the life that you want, you're not a victim to circumstances, and you can choose the life that you want. Yet many, in no matter what time or age you are right now, have been imprinted, and the frustration level of I'm doing what I think I'm supposed to be doing, I'm taking the classes, I've read the books, I've done the work, why isn't the money coming, or where is my partner, or why is my business not thriving, the frustrations, or why can't I sleep at night, or why am I having this ache or pain or ailment? And we are here to tell you, thank all of those parts of frustration. Think and look at all of them as a place where it is an opportunity for you to grow even more. Because here on this planet Earth, these contrasting experiences are ways for you to come together and to find the oneness with your divine self. And those are the places where the personality has been blocked, has been imprinted, and is not fully allowing and expressing your true divinity. Because your divine design, each and every one of you, not just some of you, each and every one of you, are programmed in your soul self, in your heart selves, to have a thriving life, to have well-being and wholeness, to have abundance in all aspects, including financial, to have creativity, to have that connection with the divine self that creates with you, so that what you do create in the world is successful and thriving, so that you're enjoying this life experience. And of course, to have loving and supportive relationships, not just with the one you call your intimate partner, but with your children and your mother-in-laws and your neighbors and your co-workers and your bosses, all of them can be loving and supportive relationships. And as you connect with your divine self and recognize the divine in others, even if they have shortcomings, even if they have issues themselves, because they too are humans with their own imprints, and trying to navigate this life experience, if you can rise in your consciousness to see them beyond what they appear to be, love is always there. So we are grateful for you having us here, so we could just even for a short time spread that message that really love, not as humans understand love, because love is a very conditioned thing for most people. Most people think they have a concept of this thing, love, but think of love as the highest, the most expansive, the most light-filled energy. And from a different level, there's human perspective love. Love is not tit for tat. Love is not do this, then I will. Love is just because it flows freely and openly, and there's nothing scary about it, because it heals, it feeds. It is the food of the universe. It is the creator of the universe. And all of you, no matter what you've been through, can right now open up to even more of your divine love, because your true life partner is your divine, and that divine will never forsake you, is always your source and your supply, your provider, your protector. That source is always listening to your commands, and it is if you are in receiving mode of it and allowing of it, if you are willing to accept and allow an exquisite life, this will be your reality. You just ask for the beautiful rays of love to come into your body. As a matter of fact, right now, as you are sitting here, all of you, if you can just tune into your heart center and feel the the pulsation of your heart, as if you were listening to your heart through a telescope, a tethoscope, we call it, the stethoscope, I think it is called. And you listen to the beating of your heart and just feel it from the inside of your body out and just feel the pulsation. We will be quiet so you can get that attunement to your heart. And then understand that at the base of your spine, your first root chakra has that same pulsation that your heart does. And also inside of your head, in your pineal gland is dancing with the same heartbeat. And if you can feel the three pulsating together, and then call upon the love ray, the ray of love from your divine self, that connection point, and feel it coming through your pineal gland, through your heart center, through your sacrum, and then allowing it to go back up and feeling that connection, you will soon find and feel all of your cells, all of your organs start to pulsate with that love. Now, in order to feel this, just allow yourself to expand into this. This is bliss. This is joy. This is love. This is your birthright to feel this all the time. And you see, you did not have to make more money in order to feel this. You did not have to find the man to feel this. You didn't have to find a different job or anything else outside of you. But what we do guarantee is that as you pulsate with this energy, as you are pulsating this higher vibration out and move that energy to the things that you want different, the money, seeing your accounts build up, the relationships, seeing them even more connected and loving, and the success in whatever projects or career you are in, and of course your own physical body, as you allow yourself to feel that pulsation moving out in your mind, in your emotions, and moving into all that you think and hold about all aspects of your life, they must change. That is universal law. Love is always the answer. Do you have questions for the council?
Yes, first of all, thank you so much, dear council. Yes, I will unmute the first person. 718 area code, you are on. Whatever questions you have, you can now ask the council. Can you hear? Can you say something?
Yes, hi.
718.
Hi.
Hello, dear one.
Hi. So my question is, this is so beautiful. Thank you. My question is, how do I channel this energy to help everyone else around me and add value to their life?
Well, you must first be the receiver. You cannot give what you don't have. And so it is in a practice of receiving. Some call it meditation. You could call it receiving. And it does not have to be for hours and hours a day. You see how quickly this energy came to you. You ask and it is given. It is, you are a receiver. And the divine in you is the giver and wants to give to you. So as you open up to this, you could be driving in your car, standing in line at the grocery store, waiting for a meeting to happen, waiting to receive a phone call, working out at the gym, and you can align and connect with this energy. And as you do, and you fill yourself up with this energy, and then you think of other people, you think of other situations, you are transmitting this energy. Whenever you have something in your mind, a thought that is less than loving, fill up that thought with this energy to dissipate and transmute the old stuck negative into this higher vibrational positive energy, because the higher will eliminate the lower.
Thank you.
It is our pleasure, dear one.
Thank you. I'm going to move on to the next question. I believe this is an international number, country code 61, and then I see 287. Are you there? All right, let me actually see if you're unmuted. You're unmuted. Can you?
Hello.
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 Hi, who's this?
It's Kate. How are you?
Hello, dear one.
Hi, Kate. Wonderful.
Hello.
Kate, what's your question for
yes.
the council?
What can they tell me to help me with my health?
Well, we will tell you this, dear Kate. There is some energy that needs to be released that you've been holding on to. It is like pockets of energy, of old beliefs, of old imprints. And those just need to be released. And so we will tell you right now where they are, and we will tell you how to release them. But the primary way for each and every one of you to have perfect health, you have to understand that is your divine design. And so for you to not have perfect well-being and health, you are fighting against yourself. You are working harder than you need to. And it is truly believing, first and foremost, that that is your divine design, that no matter what doctors or anybody else has told you, that your real in alignment is with this positive, high vibrational love energy coming from your divine self. Your ill health is disconnection. Your places, whatever it is that you are, and we're not just talking to Kate, as we talk to one, we talk to all. As we work on one, we work on all, addressing this, dear one. But each and every place where you have discontent in your life, where you have a problem area, or what Christy calls contrast, this is a place where there is disconnection. And as you start to release the disconnection, as you start to open up and ask your divine self to come in and invite your divine self in, the energy, feeling the energy flow inside of your body, even in the places where you don't feel health, then you will transmute the energy. So we see some areas around your heart center, also around your digestive center. Your digestive center is like your second brain, and if it is off, your whole body system is off. So we would suggest that you do some energy work. So all of you can bring in light down through the top of your head. Just imagine through your first chakra and also your seventh chakra, you have light coming down through the top of your head. Imagine like a beautiful ray of light, like from the sun, that is coming down through the top of your head and bringing light all the way down into your digestion and allowing it, like the anatomy of your body, into your stomach, into the large intestine, into the small intestine, going out through your coccyx, through your first chakra, allowing all of that debris to release itself, and doing this on a continued basis, drinking lots of water after to release this too. This is the key to alignment, truly. And it is you unblocking the thoughts that have created this, the beliefs that have created this, the places where you're, the imprints, we see around 12 years old, 22 imprints of negativity to that have led to this. We don't know if those time frames mean something to you, but we see them. And as you just allow the light to come in and you open up your heart, instead of closing when you did, open up your heart to those things. You're going to have emotions that come out, and emotions are nothing more than stuck energy. So many humans are afraid to cry. It's okay to cry. It's a release. And you go into your belly, into your gut, and this is really where the gunking up is happening with you, Kate. And you allow the pulsation, like your heartbeat, allow the pulsation of the energy to flow out of your body. Just, it's like being in the ocean and you're a surfer and you're waiting for that wave. You just wait for that wave of that emotion. You don't have to tell a story or justify it or even name the emotion. Just find it as energy, and as you ride that wave, just feel the wave will get bigger. It will get bigger and bigger and bigger, and you might feel an intensity that you did not feel because you closed down before, and then it will crest and it will start to die down and it will move out. It takes about 90 seconds or so to feel an emotion, and if there's been a set point of, say, an anger or frustration or disappointment, whatever it doesn't matter again, whatever that energy is, to release it and let it flow out, let it really move out, bringing light back into your body and bringing it in and through, feeling it go through the digestion and go through the emotions and release. And as you all open up your heart from a stuck place, what happens is two connective ways happen. It's like highways that have been closed down, and now you open up your heart. You open up those highways, and those thoughts start to move into the brain area, and then the emotions start to move into the emotional area, which is your lower body. And so fill up your mind with the thoughts that you want, that I am well, I am divine design and well-being. Telling yourself nothing else. Do not buying into anything else that tells you different, that you are in divine wholeness and well-being, and only focusing on that, because your thoughts do create your reality by creating a state of energetic beingness in your body. Your bodies all listen to what you say. And as you direct and command your bodies to release this or that, release a block, to become more energetically abundant, to become more energetically successful, to become more energetically open to receive love, to become more energetically aligned with well-being, your bodies will get in alignment. So allow the energy in your body to release. Please, dear ones, drink a couple of glasses of water, because your physical bodies are matter. And you're all ping-ponging already, which is beautiful. You're like light up Christmas trees, and energy needs to then settle in. But as you give your body water, and before you drink the water, you tell your water, you command your, this is becoming an energy master, that everything you do, you get to decide what energy you want to bring into your body, what energy you want to contain in your body. So you take the water and you infuse it with your intention of healing. And you look at this glass of water as if it is the highest healing light that is possible. And you drink it up and you feel that healing light going into your digestion, moving through your body. And as you eliminate, the urine, you say goodbye to all the old stuff. You feel it all leaving, whether you have feces or urine. As you eliminate, you see all that, and you assign all that you don't want in your body to that elimination, so that all of it's going in the toilet, you flush it away, it is no more. Coming back to the wholeness, resetting this moment right now. All you have is now. Take your finger, your index finger and your thumb, and take your index finger to your thumb and just tap, 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 now, 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 now. Past is gone, future is coming, but it is all based in your power now, 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 now. And in your now, choose healing, choose wellness, choose love, choose success, choose abundance. You choose. You are energy masters. You are more powerful than you know yourself to be. You are not victims. You have the world, the energy that has created worlds and galaxies flowing through you. Use your power wisely, dear ones.
Wow. Wow. That was so powerful. How do you feel, hon?
A lot better. It just feels like something's shifting. So I will keep doing that. It's all gone. Thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah. You're so welcome. Dear Council, I'm just going to ask one more person. We'll take one more caller. Thank you so much for this. And the next person in line is 707 area code. You are, let me see if we can unmute this caller. Yep, 707, you are now unmuted.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Council.
Hello, dear one. What is your name, please?
This is Dory again. I'm so excited to be picked. I am open to anything that you definitely feel to say for me, but the question that comes to mind is, if it, say you're doing everything that you've encouraged as an exhortation, in the interim of waiting for your manifestation to come, what do you recommend for patients?
What see, patience, dear one, is coming from a place of lack. And when you have to exercise patience as an energy, it is because you are nervous or anxious or not allowing yourself to be fully one with the now. Now, our whole thing is that we understand from a human perspective, when we have been with Christy for a long time and seen her struggle and seen her heal and seen her move through her impatience and seen her triumph, and we also know that you all as human beings have a past and you also have a projection into your future. And the best place to be is in your now with your cleaning up of your old imprints, because your past imprints bring you to your now. In your now moment, you are feeling the energy of things that told you what was not possible, or the limitations that you had, or the things that could not happen for whatever reason. And those imprints feed you into the now moment, and those moments then project into your future. It is your minds as humans are always doing this cycle between the past to the present to the future. Some of you are on this call going, wow, this is so fantastic. I wonder how this is going to happen. Where's my money in the future? And, oh, well, I never had money in the past. Oh, this is great. What is she? Oh, and then they go to the... You cannot stay still in the now moment if you have things in the past that have imprinted you. And that is usually places where you've closed down your heart and forgot who you were and allowed lack and limitation to bring you to this now moment. And because of that, naturally what people do as you as humans, you look into your future thinking of the worst things, or are you having to defend against to make sure the worst things don't happen? So I don't want this to happen. I don't want that to happen. And it is important to connect with a future you that in this holographic cosmic universe already exists. That one that is having the thing that you are impatient about is already loving it and living it and living with it and enjoying it and is connecting with that part of you that already has it. For it is when you are in the place of having and having the energy first, the feeling of fulfillment, that will replace the impatience, because the impatience is always about, I don't have it, I got to be patient. And really right now, if you feel the fulfillment of it and just be as present as you can in your now moment, connected with your divine self, and when you recognize the impatience, ask yourself, where is the impatience coming from? You can release the imprints, opening up your heart. One thing we did not get to talk about is you cannot not have faith. All of you have faith in something. You all have a third eye. This is your faith portal. And you are either having faith in what you don't want, or having faith of what you recognize as what's possible or probable based on your past, or you are opening up to divine faith. So you're always having faith in something, either in what you don't want or what you know to be true based on your past experience, or the divine faith of what is really designed for you. And that things can turn out even better than you ever imagined, because the divine has a bigger, broader perspective for you and loves you and adores you. If all of you can understand how infinitely loved you are, you would never question what is coming for you. But you all have these imprints of the past. And it is just not going into the past and trying to go into therapy and conjure up all these different places where you felt hurt and had resentment. But it is in your now, and you're moving in your life and you feel that whoosh of impatience or lack coming up, that is the moment, the red hot moment when the energy is there. That is when you shift from the lack into abundance. Those are those moments when it comes up that you choose, where am I going to put my faith? Because that faith portal, dear one, opens up so much strength and wisdom and more love for you to create and be connected with your divine self. It all starts with your own free will of where you choose to put your faith. So have faith in the havingness, they have faith in the beingness, have faith in the knowing that all is really well. Dory, are you still there?
Yes, I am. That's a beautiful edification and kind of very practical when dealing with some things that are energetic. So I received that. That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Do know you are really loved. You really are. And the universe has big ears, and it's been hearing you. It's just a minor shift for you. It's coming. Feel it, having it. All is well, Aaron? Are you with us? We must have lost Aaron. So we will just say to each one of you that are listening until she comes back. Are you here, dear one?
I'm here. I'm here. Oh, I'm here. Yes, I was muted. So thank you so much. That was just so beautiful. And wow, I didn't want to interrupt. You had a message, and if you want to continue with that, please go ahead.
We will just say this. Thank you for that opportunity. It is important for all of you to understand that where you are right now, please accept, with the good, the bad, and the ugly, you are here in this moment because your soul self, your divine self, has brought you to this moment. And as you accept this moment as it is perfect as it is, all of the uncomfortableness, the emotions that are coming up, the evidence of lack, the evidence of abundance, the evidence of fear, the evidence of love, the totality, the oneness of all of it, if you can accept it, that this is where I am, this is not permanent. It is a temporary state of being, and it will be different. But how you choose to perceive this now moment will determine your moments in the future. As you resist, we know you've all heard this, but as you resist and want it to be different, you are not in a place of allowing and flowing, and you're not in a place of abundance. Being in abundance is a full, not just a mental thing that you tell yourself. It is a full-bodied, energetic experience. And when you feel yourself present, fully present, let the divine see through your eyes. You get to be the eyes of the divine. You get to be the arms and the legs of the divine. You are in a co-creative dance with the divine self. And believe us, this divine self loves you more than you and a human body can ever comprehend. And if you will start to trust that you are exactly where you need to be, no matter what your circumstances, conditions, experiences are right now, if you can find the acceptance and the trust, the faith, as we were talking about, that faith, open up your faith portal and have faith in your divine, you will find yourself in a very peaceful, loving place, and your next moment and next moment and next moment and here on out will be far more different.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Wow, this has just been such an honor, such a pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom, your healing, the knowledge. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This was just so beautiful.
You are deeply welcome, and we do love each one of you and see each one of you. And we are sending beams of love and light to each one of your hearts so that you can open to who you really are. You really are infinitely loved. Blessings
that
to all of you.
Beautiful. Thank you, and blessings to you as well.
Hi.
I can hear. Oh my God, that was amazing. That was so cool. Yeah, that was so powerful, Christy.
They're pretty spectacular, aren't they?
Palpable difference. Very spectacular. What a palpable difference in energy. That was wow. I mean, I think everybody on the call felt the difference. It was really, really powerful frequency. Amazing.
Thank you. I'm very very grateful, very grateful, very honored. So
very well, we are very grateful as well. And I just want to make sure before we talk about your amazing special offer that the people that did receive these really incredible readings, as the council, the words were coming out, there was healing happening through the words, and there was immense, I mean, I felt immense light and frequency.
Mm. Yes, everything they do, just their presence, I mean, just the elevation of the energy the EMTs is just being in their, mm-hmm. you know, vicinity, if you will,
that
is very, very healing. Yeah.
Yeah, so our listeners can listen to the replay and receive those beautiful healings, even if it was, you know, the three people that were able, fortunate enough to talk to them, but the other listeners can benefit as well, right?
Well, as they always say, as they're talking to one or as they're working with one, they're working with all. So they don't they don't see us as, like, they do see us as individuals, obviously, but they see us as a total. So they feel that as mm-hmm. they're, you know, and what I've seen through their eyes is that as they're transmitting to one, they are transmitting to others. And so it's up to
beautiful.
Us if we're in receiving mode of it or not.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so much for that explanation. And I want to now talk about this beautiful offer that you put together for us, Christy. So let me announce that real quick, how everybody can get to that page. It is, if you want to type it in, it is orderjoynow.com/Christy19. I'll repeat that. It's orderjoynow.com/Christy, C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, and the number 19. On the webcast and on the replay, just press the special offer button. It'll take you to this beautiful offer page where Christy has really put together incredible packages for you guys. She has literally thrown in so many wonderful gifts in this gift basket, package A and package B, and I'm going to invite Christy for you to now explain what all these goodies are.
Absolutely. So one of the best ways I know to help people shift their consciousness is from lack to abundance. And that's what happened for me. And to be able to now channel the council, but also have the life that I have, I'm just not even the same person. I'm not the same person I was a year ago, but definitely not the same person I was 20 years ago. And I can be around my folks and, you know, still, no matter what their circumstances or situations are, see how they are so in lack. And how they suffer because they're in lack, and how they argue for their limitations, and they, you know, it's just sad because, as the council has said before, it's like if you had a whole parking lot of cars and we had the keys to give you and you could drive any single car you'd want, are you going to choose the broken down, rusty old car, or are you going to choose the fast Ferrari or the, you know, Lamborghini or whatever, the, you know, the Bentley or
mm-hmm.
the best of the best cars? And it's really about us making a decision about who we want to be from this point forward. And so the Abundance Principles coaching program is really about helping you shift your consciousness from lack to abundance. And there's so much juice in there. I mean, there's training videos we're going to learn, you know, from me. There's different meditations, there's a guidebook. There's different processes of the four steps to change and the four steps to expanding success and declaring and the energy of declaring abundance and going over, you know, some of the things that the council talked about, the 9 automatic ways that we think and lack. And so you get to shift your consciousness, and that when you do that, it's like your reality shifts. Because for me, like I said earlier, the most important law is the law of sufficiency and abundance. And when you understand when you're in lack, and then, you know, having that awareness, having that understanding of how to shift it, having that knowledge of these different processes and tools, then it's like it doesn't overtake you, and you're actually able to find freedom and a shift in a moment. So it's really exciting. So that's the package A, is receiving the Abundance Principle coaching course. and being able to shift from the inside out. And when you do, it's just designed for a 40-day program. It's absolutely amazing. And then package A is you actually get a session with the council. So, you know, that's exciting because
so that's
you get
package C.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that package C? Sorry. Yes, package C.
Package B.
Package
I'm sorry,
B. Yeah.
I think I can see. Yeah. Okay.
I'm like, didn't I say that? Okay. Yeah. So package A is the course, and then package B is the course plus a session with the council. And you know, I'm really grateful for the group stuff that I do with the council, and obviously being able to do this. This was a joy for me to be able to have them come through in this capacity and ask those questions. But when you do a one-on-one session with them, they're able to just hone in on, there's your block, let's move it, let's do it, and they're working with you to help you and tell you exactly what to do. And when you leave the call, when you leave that session, you're just renewed. I mean, I have people just have carried burdens and things for years. I mean, we're talking 30, 40, sometimes 50 years, and literally feel like they're a new person. It translates into migraine headaches being gone. I had one woman that had been taking Adderall for most of her adult life, and just after one session with the council, done, off of the Adderall. And living really, I mean, and the people that were on migraine medicines and all those things, done. Like, they're done with medications. Some people are just like, yeah, it's incredible. Some people are just going around their lives now from a sense of like, you know what, that happened, this contrast happened, this thing, and it's like, it's all going to turn out. Because they really have this faith, they have this deeper connection that they've never experienced before. And some people have said that it feels like they've been love bombed. And so it's incredible. So I'm very grateful that you're allowing me to offer those two different packages. So package A is the which normally is a $497 value. Package A is $197. You can take that course. And then package B, like I said, is usually $497 for that course. Plus one session with the council is $500, and so that's $497. Mm. So we're really really discounting it to be able to offer to your people, and I'm just so grateful for you allowing me to be here and to spreading the council's message even further.
Well, thank you. We are very, very grateful because not only have you shared all this wisdom, but bringing it down to the prices that are affordable for our community, it's just, I'm so grateful. And I do want to mention that you're offering these amazing bonuses right now as well, which is, the first bonus is the guide sheet on attracting and repelling qualities, and bonus number two is the 7 steps to exponential success. So right now, whether you order package A, which is at a whopping almost 83% off, you get these two bonuses. And then package B, where you get everything in package A plus the two bonuses and a private coaching session with the council, which is just it's just really amazing. And you guys witnessed what happened on the call, which was, you know, with our callers, which is a very short session. Imagine what you'll be able to do in a one-on-one session, which will be so powerful. I just want to make sure, Christy, because it says life-changing, decode your abundance private coaching session, but that is the session that you do with the council, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I just want to make sure. So maybe I'll ask Nyla to add with Christy and the council so people understand that clearly. So powerful. And I see here, I mean, the results that people have talked about after having the session, I was reading the testimonials, and they are just amazing. They're just mind-blowing. And I know, Christy, for you, you've been a coach for such a long time, but now bringing in your energy healing and channeling the council and really being able to use all of your gifts along with the gifts that the council is bringing. I mean, life-changing results in your clients that work with you. How does that make you feel? How, you know, it's got to be so different, right?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, I really feel so blessed to be able to be the coach that I am, because I love what I do, and I always get results with my clients. And so, you know, I not to toot my own horn, but it's like I'm a really great coach. And then to be able to bring them in, it just amplifies it. I mean, like 100-fold. It's just incredible. So, you know, to be able to have the training I have as a coach and to have a conversation with someone beforehand to kind of light them up and ignite them so that the council come in and go, okay, there, let's release that, let's change this. It's, you know, it's like a cleanup crew comes in, and it's just the person's different, like at a cellular level, just totally different. And when you release all that stuff, that resistance, when you release all the thoughts that just stay in the mind and spiral, or that I like to think of it as the blocks are like a caged animal that just, like, you know, goes around and around the cage. That's creating. I mean, energy has to go somewhere. It can't just stay stagnant. So that spiral, that vortex of energy, is literally what is attracting people. Sometimes they're like, I've done everything and I can't seem to make money, or I've done everything and I can't seem to find the man. And it's like when that lion or that tiger is released and stops that spiraling of that vortex of energy, and then the energy can go back up and down and connect with the divine self. It's a completely different life experience. So I'm deep. Addictions go away. There's so much.
It's so beautiful. And I mean, these results are so amazing. I was reading some of these. There are people that are talking about how within a week of working with you and your program, they received a long overdue check for $2,500 and another surprise payment of $1,000, and also the relationships improved. Another person said after completing the program, received a huge promotion at work with an 18% increase in pay, and also my relationship with my wife is better than it has ever been. Another person also talked about a new job and making $30,000 more, getting more vacation. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And it's just in every area of life, it's just such a blessing, so amazing. And people's results are just incredible. We have a few more minutes, Christy. And I know you already addressed that, you know, people that have been talking about, you know, maybe that they've tried everything, it just doesn't work, or they've lost the confidence because they've tried so many different things. You know, with the energies having kind of sped up recently, and we're almost being pushed, like excuses are just not allowed anymore.
Mm-mm.
So what would you say to someone like that, Christy, who's listening and they're just feeling that they just need a little bit more inspiration?
Well, you know, it really is time to understand that we're not victims. We're just not victims, and it's time for us to really step up and own who we are. And any place that we are doing the drama, any place we are playing a victim to circumstances, that we're really allowing the outer to affect the inner, it's time to shift from a, you know, not just a understanding these concepts, but really living from them. And that's where that energy healing from the council, that's why I find it so powerful, because it doesn't have to be such an efforted thing anymore. It becomes a natural thing.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, guys, I want to remind you that amazing offer that Christy is talking about is at orderjoynow.com/Christy, C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, the number 19, or just press the special offer button. And I just want to remind you guys that what we've got here, first of all, yes, Christy is a fantastic coach. She is actually one of the best coaches in the world right now when it comes to abundance, success, manifestation. She's got an amazing, amazing, just, you know, rows upon rows of clients that talk about the success with her program. And she's got years of experience with that. She's helped thousands and thousands of people from around the world. So you've got that covered if you really want to change success, want to call in abundance. You've got, you know, this loaded package A, which is deeply discounted, over 80% discount, and you've got the two special bonuses right now. for a limited time, and that's only for $197, which is just an incredible price that Christy has put together for us. And then in package B, you get all of that stuff, which is wonderful, but you also get a session with the council and Christy, which is discounted right now. If you were just getting a session, that's like Christy said, that's close to $500, but you're getting everything else right now along with the session. So it's a really great time, a great opportunity to not only become a master manifester, or if you want to change your abundance, but also be able to receive that healing, like what Christy said earlier. The you guys witnessed the power, the high frequency, the healing that came through when she was channeling the council. Imagine when it's you in the one-on-one, and the ability for them to pinpoint where it was that the block took place, and then, you know, release that. That's powerful. And remember, guys, package B is available on a payment plan. And if you qualify for PayPal credit, either package A or B, you can check out with that. OrderJoyNow.com/Christy, C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, and the number 19. Wow, Christy, my God. I mean, thank you so much. Like I said earlier, too, it's just such an honor. Every time I connect with you, I just learn so much. And I'm so excited about this new journey that you have begun. And I want to just take a moment to appreciate you, to applaud you, because, I mean, it takes courage to, even though you're connected to a community that's conscious, you know, but still to actually talk about you being an energy healer now and you're channeling these amazing beings. I mean, what an opportunity you have opened for others. Thank you so much for having that courage and the authenticity. It's so beautiful.
Thank you.
Just wonderful having you with us. Yeah, absolutely. It's been a pleasure and a joy. I want to thank our listeners as well. We are at the end of our time together. It's just been so fantastic. Guys, remember, this is a great opportunity to have Christy's offer with us while we have these amazing discounts. So please make sure you take advantage of that. OrderJoyNow.com/Christy, C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, and the number 19. Again, Christy, my dear, thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back with us and talk to you again.
Thank you so much, Irem. I really appreciate you, and I'm very grateful to be your sister in light. So thank you for all you do.
Thank you. I love that, sister in light. I love that. Thank you. And I want to thank all of our wonderful listeners for being here with us today and for participating. Remember, you guys, Christy is, you know, all these amazing healers that come through, and even the council coming through, these are all reflections of you guys. This is what you have manifested. How awesome are you for manifesting these amazing, amazing light beings and people that come through and teach us and advise us and help us heal and move forward. Beautiful. So I want to thank you guys and honor each and every one of you. Please know every single one of you is loved and deeply appreciated. Thank you so much for joining us today. Lots of love, and we'll be talking to you soon. Bye-bye.